Good afternoon.
Hello, good evening. My name is Patrick. We are conducting a two-minute survey with only one question about the biggest concerns in your community. Would you like to participate, excuse me? It's very quick.
Sure.
All right, thank you so much. It literally takes 2 minutes. As you may know, Arlington and Alexandria and Fairfax County need help. Now their Virginia is facing rising prices, business failures, foreclosures, homelessness, and a surge in violent crime, including rape. Even if you are not registered to vote, you can still vote until November 5th. As the representative for Virginia A District, Jerry Torres is conducting this survey. He will work to reduce violent crime, stop illegal immigration, and grow the economy. That's why we are conducting this survey, in order to know what is the biggest concern in your community and nation. So can you give me a favor and tell me what do you believe is the biggest problem facing our community and nation in order to help, right? So the options are high crime, safety, poor quality of life, the uncontrolled border and free flow of migrants, high business failures, high prices, high inflation, or indoctrination in the schools, or something else, excuse me.
What did you say about indoctrination at school? Is that what you said?
Indoctrination. Yes, indoctrination in school or something else.
I think quality of life.
Okay, quality of life. Okay, would you like to add another one, even that is not listed?
Can you repeat them again? It was,
sure.
Can you repeat it
no
again?
Problem. The options are high crime, safety, the poor quality of life, the uncontrolled border and free flow of migrants, the high business failures, high prices, high inflation.
High prices.
Okay. High prices, all right. Would you like to add another one or just those ones, excuse me?
You can repeat them again.
Sure, no problem. Okay, it will be high crime, safety, uncontrolled border and free flow of migrants, high business failures, high inflation, indoctrination in schools, or something else?
Indoctrination at school.
All right. Thank you so much. So it would be poor quality of life, high prices, and indoctrination in schools, right?
Well, how do you guys define indoctrination at schools? I guess that's what I need to understand.
Yes, it's like a poor quality of education, right, in the schools in Virginia community. That is the meaning, right? But if you consider that the quality of education is okay, we can avoid to select it, right? Otherwise,
but is he saying indoctrination like same sex, or is he talking about indoctrination of banning books about the history of black people in the United States? Because those are, indoctrination could be seen in different ways. Either Torres
yes.
agrees with, thinks that there's like woke culture or like,
Yes, I understand.
I mean, I'm reading his information. Yeah.
Well, being honest with you, doesn't specify exactly which indoctrination.
What are you talking about?
Yes, just it says indoctrination in the schools. But, if you want, I can put here in my notes the reason why you put, you select this option, right, indoctrination in the schools. So if you want
no,
to...
No, I see it. I'm looking him up.
Okay.
I'm reading it. So he's saying gender indoctrination only serving to divide, confuse, cause mistrust between students of different races, ethnicities who share the same learning environment. Meaningful schoolwork such as math, science, language, technology, health, social studies, and more. Bullying, CRT, critical race theory are only serving. So no, take out indoctrination because he clearly thinks that
sure, no problem. All right.
Yeah.
So just high prices, poor quality of life, right?
Yep.
I don't know if you would like to add another one or just those ones.
You can read the rest of them.
Well, the options just are high inflation, indoctrination in schools, the uncontrolled border, and free flow of migrants, business failures, or safety and high crime.
I would put high inflation.
Okay, inflation. All right. Well, just a friendly reminder, you can check the Jerry Torres website, right? You can see...
Oh, I already am. I'm reading. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Reading it now. That's why I was able to understand what indoctrination. But he should give you guys ability to define the indoctrination because it clearly...
Okay, I will put it in my notes.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
I will put it in my notes.
Yeah.
Don't worry. And thank you so much for your feedback. I really appreciate it. Okay, so...
Yep, I need to be surveyed.
Hmm?
Yep, go
All
ahead.
All right. Yes, if you want, I will put here in my notes that we can add, right, or give us more information about indoctrination means, right, in the schools. So in order to explain a little bit to the residents, right, what indoctrination in the schools means in this specific option. So, well, I don't know if you would like to add another concern, even that is not listed, in order to write it down?
No, because I don't agree with his belief that critical race theory is dividing the country. It's like saying when the Mayans were killed off that, you know, we ignore that truth. So, and him being Latino, it's kind of like, you know, he should know better. I understand
yeah,
what
I
he
understand.
Feels about some of the pieces, but in terms of, you know, I get it in terms of the same sex thing, but if anybody understands, if people understood the history of the United States better as citizens, whether you're coming in as naturalized or whether you're coming in as born, then you can make more impact.
Yes.
You can't, like, ignore what happened in the country. It's happened everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go
yes.
to Colombia and be like, oh, let's ignore that the Mayans or the Taínos were died off. Because
yes,
of the
I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, and for him to be Latino to, like, invalidate that, he's denying even his own history.
Yes,
so.
That's correct. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your opinion. I really appreciate it. I already write it down. So, well, if you don't have another concern in your community.
No, that's it.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so I will appreciate your vote. You can check the proposals about Jerry Torres without pressure. And if you like the proposals and you think that he's a good candidate, I will appreciate your vote. So thank you so much for your time and have a nice rest of today.
Yeah, I think he should tweak some things. I mean, I understand some of the stuff that
yes.
he has, they make sense, but a lot of the stuff, the things that are critical, in terms of the education, I completely disagree with. So.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I already write it. So thank you so much for your opinion and your time and participation.
Thank you.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye, miss.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.